welcome you all to the another edition of our National Blinded Veterans Organization. And if you haven't been on here before, you found out that this is where the place we hang out, where veterans hang out, where we come to be a support group to all of you who are veterans, served in the U.S. military, and are either visually impaired or blind. So we're glad to have you on. The purpose of here is to make sure we're assisting and directing you to the right directions, getting you out of the house if we can more times than any. Also helping you with adaptive equipment that we are that we're predicated on doing so. So we're glad to have you. It's free. Tell somebody else about it that you know is a veteran. Hook them up through Facebook or through our webpage, the NBVO.org. On the Facebook page, you have to understand that you have to be a friend to somebody who is a friend to somebody else so that you can connect them to and invite them to this webpage. So if you know some veterans that you haven't hooked up yet, you are friends with them, start hooking them up. Say, hey, man, I got a connection for you. So we're glad to be here. And thank you for everyone that is participant tonight. But I'm not going to do all the talking. I'm going to just turn this thing over to our guest speaker tonight. So tonight we have with us as our guest speaker, Joe Morini. And if I say it wrong, please forgive me. All right.
Morini.
You will be able to say it correctly for us. Joe Morini. And you are with the Riverboat.
Team River Runner.
Team River Runner. Okay. I'm sitting up here reading this stuff, but I'm looking at you all's faces at the same time. So without any further ado, I would rather you do the talking and tell us a little bit about your program, introduce yourself as well. And do so. We'll be muting our mics so that we will not be an interruption. And if you have anything to share with a screen, you're welcome to do so anytime. Okay.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm very appreciative of being invited to speak. I'm really excited to see both Monica and Brian, two of our paddlers, with us. So they're going to correct me when I say something wrong. I know they will. Brian didn't hear that because he's on the phone. But Team River Runner is a adaptive and adventure paddling program that started 20 years ago this year, started in 2004 at Walter Reed, and we're still at Walter Reed. We use primarily kayaks, but we'll paddle anything that you paddle. We have somewhere in the country being paddled: canoes, stand-up paddle boards, kayaks, rafts, inflatable kayaks, you know, things that people paddle. We are not crew, so that's where they face backwards and pull an oar. We use paddles, and we started 20 years ago because we saw a need to give adventure and health and healing to the veterans that were at Walter Reed, the wounded and disabled veterans at Walter Reed. Since that time, we've grown into a national program. It's a big country. We have about 50 active chapters going on right now, but it really doesn't cover a whole lot of what there are. There are a lot of folks in areas that we don't have a chapter, but where we do have a chapter and we have volunteers and boats and a regular program for people to paddle in. So a little bit about our program. We are a lifestyle program. So a lot of adaptive sports programs are event-based, and that means that they have a number of events throughout the year, and they're awesome, they're wonderful, and they usually familiarize people with a particular sport, adaptive sport, like you pick anything, wheelchair basketball, track and field, swimming, all kinds of sports. Skiing is a big adaptive sport. And they do events throughout the year. And a lot of times, some of those programs actually have adaptive kayaking as part of it. We are a little bit different in that we are a lifestyle program. So most of all of our chapters paddle regularly. They'll paddle every week, several times a week in some chapters, or every other week in chapters that are still building their volunteer base. So we're a lifestyle chapter. Doing a paddling program, and we focus on just adaptive paddling and primarily working with veterans or active duty military and their families wherever we have a chapter. We are inclusive, so if you have a butt, we have a boat. So we put boats all over the nation for within our chapter system for veterans to take part in them, or if they're near a fort or a base, for active duty military to take part of them as well. If there are military individuals that are not living with any type of a disability or injury or issue that they're working with, we ask them to still paddle with us and then volunteer for us. And so a lot of our chapters are actually coordinated, and many of the staff within those chapters are either veterans or active duty military that help support our mission of an inclusive lifestyle program, which brings me to purpose. We work very, very diligently on teaching the veterans that paddle with us how to take on instruction or leadership or coordination or many of the tasks that go along with having an adaptive sports program in a community. So we have a number of veterans that can instruct, the veterans that do, you know, online reporting of what happens within our program so that we can report metrics to the folks that we get. Some veterans or some of the volunteers work on outreach or fundraising within those chapters. So each chapter has a group of individuals that we call the leadership of that chapter, with a coordinator or a co-coordinator to head that group. And they do many tasks to help have a regular paddling program. So that's the first thing I wanted to let you know is that we, and then the next thing, the last of our four values, our core values, which is inclusive, purpose, lifestyle, is generosity. So we don't charge anything for any of our programs. It's all free. If there is a chapter near where you are living or where someone that you know is living and they are military, we would invite them to contact that chapter by going to our website and looking up programs and looking at the chapter within their state. There's a list of all the states where we have chapters, and there should be a contact, either phone number or email, of the chapter coordinator or the outreach person within that chapter, so they can find out where the location is and they can what time it's at, and they can sign up to go paddle. We try to make it as easy as we can. We want folks just to come and paddle and to take part in our program. And then if you enjoy paddling with us, you enjoy our program, to, you know, take on some of the leadership within that program to help out that chapter, to learn more about how to instruct or how to adapt or to take on some of the other mini chores that we have within each individual chapter, which operates pretty independently in a community. And you'd have to go to our website to see where they all are, but they're everywhere. They're in North Carolina and Maryland and Virginia and Texas and California and Oregon and Idaho and Washington State and Pennsylvania. And I'm just barely hitting them. South Carolina, Florida. All of those states have at least one chapter in them and more. But if you think, let's take a look at Florida, where we have a chapter down near the Miami area. Florida is a big state, and there's a lot of Florida up there. There's the Panhandle, which is where there's a huge military presence there. But we presently don't have an active chapter there. So we're pretty small for a big program. We have a lot of veterans that we do touch and reach and help. But we certainly would like to do more. And so we're always looking for more individuals that are willing to take on leadership within a chapter. You don't need to be a professional kayaker or a kayaker at all to be able to start a chapter. But you'd have to look in your community for boaters, for paddlers that know the paddling resources, know where to paddle, where it's safe, would be the volunteer instructors that you would have, and set up your volunteer team within that particular location. Funding. We get a majority of our funding from our board of directors. Our board of directors consists of business individuals that they get their contracting companies to put a logo of their company on a kayak for a year for $5,000. And then we come back to them again the next year. And we're looking for pretty large companies that $5,000 is just, you know, something that they can do without too much trouble fiscally within their fiscal year. And then we come back a year and the year after and the year after. And right now we have about 75 to 80 of those companies. We'd like to get up to 150 so that we can really have a good, strong fundraising stream that would help help with the thousands of veterans, and I'm not making that number up, thousands that participate with us each year throughout the country for each calendar year. We also get a very good grant from the Veterans Administration. It's called the Veterans Administration Adaptive Sports Grant, Adaptive Sports Grant. We can use those funds to equip and train veterans within our various chapters or to start new chapters. We also use those funds to do leadership and instructional clinics. So we invite veterans from around the country, some of them where there are no existing chapters, to come to these clinics and learn how to be, you know, more skilled paddlers and maybe get the skills to be able to set a program up in that location that they're at where there currently is not a chapter. So we get an adaptive sports grant that helps us with those kinds of fiscal needs that we have, equipping a chapter, training a chapter, making sure that there's individuals in there that are ready to start bringing veterans to their chapter to paddle. I'm gonna take a little break there and see if there's anybody right now that has a question. And I think one or two individuals has not quite muted their mic, so we can hear a little bit of feedback, which doesn't bother me, but it might bother y'all. So let me ask
if there's anyone that just came on, please just mute your mic first, okay? Thank you.
Okay, right. So any questions so far? John, it looks like you had your hand up.
Yes. What is the name of your website?
TeamRiverRunner.org. www.team, like football team, river. We paddle on rivers and runner. TeamRiverRunner.org.
Okay.
There's no S. Some people say it's S. Jeannie, you have your hand up.
I do. Oh, am I muted? I'm sorry. Nope.
No, you're not.
Yes, I do. Joe, it's good to see you again. I met you in D.C. Was that, 2022, I think? So it's nice to see you again. I know you from Marlene Davis Lilly. So my question is, do you have a chapter in Kansas? I don't think you do. I live in Manhattan, Kansas. It's the Little Apple. Okay. And we do have Fort Riley, Kansas here, but that's our Army post here.
We do not have a chapter there. I've been through Manhattan numerous times. I've stayed there. I've actually gone walking in the Flint Hills. I like that, the Flint Hill area up there. There's a nature conservancy. I
love it.
I love that area. And from the top of there, I could see your river. I could see the Kansas River, I think that is.
Yes, I've kayaked that several times. My husband and I, my husband did not kayak with me. I learned to kayak years ago in Crested Butte on a adaptive sports outing, and came back and said, hey, I think you can do this with me. And we kayaked together in 19 and we love it. And we own kayaks now. So that's all it took, right?
Well, there you go. You're in the ballpark. We don't have a chapter there. We'd like to have a chapter there. There is Fort Riley is right there. I know that. Again, to set up a chapter, you got to build a team, and that includes individuals that can safely guide or instruct or make sure that it's safe out on the water. You also need to have a place to keep or move the boats. So you can get a trailer. Or some of our chapters are located here in D.C., the Walter Reed chapter. We actually have trailers sitting at the river. We worked out a deal with the Park Service that we leave our trailers there. So our many programs we do each week with both Walter Reed and with our family paddling day, the boats are already there for people to, you know, show up and go paddle. So it's all about finding a place to paddle, how to get the boats there or leave the boats there so that they can be used in a regular activity. Find the people that can, the paddlers like me, I'm a paddler and I love to instruct, although Brian will probably say not very well. I see he knows. But we have, you need paddlers and then you need providers. You need to make sure that you have someone that's going to find those veterans or active duty that could most use our program to get reconnected to adventure and to healing in their life. So,
yes, sir. That's why I was asking about Fort Riley, just because that's an active military post. How about in Missouri? I know
Missouri,
I do,
we have a great chapter in Missouri. We have a wonderful chapter in St. Louis. They're awesome. There's also another chapter that's building up in, I can't remember the name of the town, but it's in southern Missouri. In fact, I was just paddling with the St. Louis and this other chapter that's in Missouri, and individuals from Oklahoma City chapter and from the North Arkansas chapter. Lonnie Fagan does that chapter. So we had four chapters that were paddling this weekend, just a couple days ago. So we do regional programs too, which is another part of what we do, is we have a number of chapters get together occasionally during the summer and have a camp and they paddle and get to know each other and build skills and build friendships and support. I think a lot of it, what you need to do as a veteran, is to build support as well. So that's, veterans need to be with veterans. And it's also nice for veterans to be with non-veterans, such as me. I'm not a veteran. I started Team of Runner 20 years ago, kind of in honor of my dad, and to do something for those that were at war in both Iraq and Afghanistan. So kind of felt like it was my duty to do something, and look what I got myself into.
Well, Jeannie, thank you so much.
You can always call me, Jeannie, at my phone number. If you need it, we'll give it to you
Okay, I will look you up online and email you and maybe just give you a call. I have some people that are, as you were talking, in regards to visual people that are not visually impaired, that we go kayaking with. One is a police officer. She absolutely loves it. She volunteers in other, like Special Olympics and other things. And I was like, oh, you know, my mind just starts going. So I will stop for now and just, I'll touch base with you. And I think I could get your email off of your website. Is that correct?
Marlene has it. Everybody has my phone number. Everybody. Ooh,
not everybody. I don't. I'm not everybody.
Well, you'll be part of everybody pretty soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
We'll stay in touch. I'd love to work with you on building a chapter in Kansas. That'd be great, especially there at Fort Riley. That'd be wonderful.
Oh, I'm just, my mind is thinking. We have, like I said, I'll talk to you offline because, again, I'm just, you know, had that domino effect is, oh, what if this? And yeah. I'll do that. Talk with you soon on regards to that, because I am with the Heartland Regional Group with the VVA, and we cover the four states here in the Heartland. So I'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Great, Jeannie. Brian, thank you. Have your hand up. I can't wait to hear what you're going to say, Brian, and you're muted.
You know I had to talk to you, Joe. So how are you, buddy?
I love you, Brian Harris.
Most people don't know you got me in my first kayak. And it's been years. I have a couple questions for you, because, you know, you were the first executive director that was on hands with the participants. And what these people don't understand is you are on the water with everybody. When you bring in people, you bring them in as family members, and I want them to know that. Second question was, how was the fundraiser in Bartlesville, sir?
It went great. They missed you. They talked about you every day, and I told them that they should not say those kind of things about you, that that's not appropriate, that you're not here to defend yourself. But it went really, really well. We don't know what the final tally is, but it was the same team and completely filled up. And actually, AJ and Vince golfed. Another woman named, I'm trying to remember her name. It's Devorah, not Deborah, Devorah. And she golfed. So we had three of our veteran participants actually golf, and they had a wonderful time. And it was really, really good. And then we went right from there to two different rivers, well, to the Illinois River in two different locations, and paddled whitewater. It was really, really a spectacular program. We'll have to, you know, if you're really nice to me, I'll see if we can invite you next year. But I want everybody to know that when we get towards the end of this thing, I have a little thing to show you on the screen. Well, maybe I'll show it now. I can share. Can I share my screen? Did you give me permission there?
Yes, you have permission to do so.
All right. Well, I'm going to show you this. Let's figure out if I can do this here. My Chrome tab. Oh, here we are. Here we are.
Good job. Oh,
so you can see there's a bunch of us holding our paddles up, and that was the Grand Canyon trip. And there is Brian, whether you like it or not, there's Brian. So there's Brian, and donate today. So, and here is Brian again. And so I'm going to back it up just a little bit so you can see Brian paddling, because he's that's Brian Harris paddling in Idaho, running whitewater in his own kayak. I hope you guys can see that. I think it's kind of cool to see. Most of our paddling is on open water or flat water, like the Kansas River there. And I'm going to stop sharing now. So I'm going to stop it. I just thought it'd be nice for you to see Brian there. Brian's a really good whitewater paddler, ran the Grand Canyon, ran Lava Falls, which was no mean feat, stayed in his boat the whole time. Man's got ice water in his veins. Monica's a pretty good paddler down there. And if I'd have known you were going to be on this call, Monica, and I hope you're still there. All I see is a picture of you.
Yes, I'm here.
I'd have had a picture or a video of Monica too, but I'll research that and find something, because Monica paddles with us as well. We're very, very fortunate to be able to do what we do. We're the only program in the world that I know of. If there's others, I'd like to know who they are, that actually will put someone who is totally blind into their own kayak and run whitewater with them. Nobody else will do that. And we're actually consulting with other countries, with other individuals who are either low vision, visually impaired, or blind, in Germany and in England and Canada. So we're reaching out into other nations. We're going to start a regular Zoom meeting, kind of just, you know, idea sharing and say hi to everyone once a month with blind or visually impaired individuals from around the world. We're going to call it Team River Runner International Consulting, because we got a phone call from someone in Germany who was not a veteran, but she was blinded by a lab accident where someone had poor safety protocols. She had been a paddler, wanted to be paddling again, found us online because we're the only ones that'll do it. And now she's paddling again. So she's very, very happy. And she asked the other day, why don't we have a monthly call with people from all over the world? So we're thinking, well, we should do that. I've been talking to people in all these countries. We're actually working with individuals in Ukraine to help them with their adaptive paddling for those wounded individuals. And we're going to teach them as well so they can take their low vision or visually impaired and blind military paddling as well. So we're very proud, and we're honored to be able to do this. We're just very, very fortunate. If you have questions, just kind of raise your hand, wave your hand, and I'll pick you up, or you can put that yellow thing up there and I'll get you. But I wanted to tell you a little bit about the kind of boats that we paddle and the paddling that we do. We absolutely are all about safety, and we have a boat that anybody can get in and paddle. The only two individuals that we cannot paddle with would be those that have a tracheotomy, because if they go in the water is going to go right into their lungs. We can't have that. Although we have a veteran that has a tracheotomy and signed a special release just to go out and paddle, and we were like terrified, but we did it. But we don't advertise for tracheotomies. Or if someone is a complete quadriplegic, if they're totally, you know, from the neck down, we can put them in a boat and paddle them around, let them feel the sun on their face and enjoy talking with them and visiting with them, but they wouldn't be able to paddle. So we've only had a couple of those that have asked to paddle with us, but everybody else we have a boat for. So we're really proud of that. Most of our paddling is on open water, flat water, people call it, or in swimming pools. We paddle year round. We feel strongly that veterans need to be able to stay in contact with each other so that if a veteran starts to have some difficulty, doesn't show up at a pool or at a river, and they've been showing up regularly, then other veterans or volunteers, they're going to say, hey, where's so-and-so? Where are they? We need to go find them. And we've had that happen numerous times throughout the country in our chapters, where there's a regular group of paddlers and someone doesn't show up and they're having some difficulty and they need some help. And so we've been able to provide that help by the volunteers and the veterans within that chapter. We do paddle whitewater, but some of our whitewater is in rafts. In fact, Brian, and on the river that they're paddling in rafts, we had all four out of sight paddlers, all blind, paddling their own raft. There wasn't any sighted people in there. They were being guided by somebody, but it was hilarious. You know, it was AJ and Zach and a couple others that just, they were just hilarious. So we have a lot of fun, but we also know that what we're doing, you know, there's a seriousness to it too, which is to reach those veterans that maybe are having some difficulty getting out, have stopped moving too much or starting to gain weight. You need to get moving to get healthy. Moving is living, says Steve Baskus. And so we want people to be moving, and kayaking is one of those few vehicles that you can paddle independently on your own, with a guide helping make sure you don't, you know, that you know where you're going. Other questions from folks? And John Williams, and then maybe Terry. You're muted, John Williams, sir. John Williams is muted. There you go.
Where in North Carolina do you have a chapter?
That's a really good question. I would have to look on the website. They move around a lot. We used to have a really good chapter in Raleigh, but they're all volunteer led. You'd have to look on our website and just find North. Where are you in North Carolina?
I'm in the Charlotte area. Where the Whitewater Center is.
I know. And Brian has been on that, in that Whitewater Center, haven't you, Brian? Charlotte's Whitewater Center.
Yes, sir. I have. I scraped my elbows on that concrete. Yes.
That's right. We required the five that we took down the Grand Canyon to come to a number of multi-day, you know, really focused paddling events. And all five had to show up or there we wouldn't put them on the Grand Canyon. So we used to have a chapter in Charlotte. If you can find some more energy, we have some individuals that want to maintain a chapter there. Right now it's more of a whitewater chapter, but there's also a lot, there's an open river right there that you could paddle on. So
yes, there is. There is.
Right.
I live on that river.
Okay. Well, again, the chapter that we had there had volunteers and leadership, but then leadership is volunteer. It's free. You know, we're not paying them. We probably have 200 volunteers that paddle regularly with us and run our programs, at least three or four per chapter, at least. So we have hundreds of volunteers. Many of them are veterans, but if a number of them, you know, move or they retire or they have, you know, grandchildren or children and they, or change jobs, you know, we lose that leadership. So we're always looking for unicorns. We call them unicorns, individuals that will take on that leadership and be vigilant in trying to get others. There's a really cool guy, Calvin Poole. Maybe some of you all know Calvin. He's down there in Memphis, and he is so anxious to be paddling again, and he's trying to build a team. And it takes time, but Calvin is, he's a tiger. I'll tell you that right now. And Calvin will rebuild that Memphis, Tennessee chapter. I know, I have faith in him. We were just down there a month ago to try to help kick that off. And then both my wife and I had COVID, so we had to stay in our hotel room. But we had other volunteers that were helping get them going. So again, if you, John, can find enough people that are interested, I have Dave Roby and Celianne Gonzalez are two individuals within our program that can help you with how you stand up a chapter, the process to go about getting a chapter coordinator, getting the leadership within the chapter. And it's all online. Everything, we have everything online to do anything you want to do adaptive. And it's all free and available. It's on our website. And that's how that German scientist who was, that poor young lady who was blinded in a lab accident, found us. She was poking around online and she, a Google search found us. And she called me from Germany. I'm like, yeah, I'll be glad to talk you through it, but you'd have to give me a little bit of money to get over there. That's a lot of money to get back and forth to Germany. So does that help answer your question, John? There's individuals there that we can hook you up with. And if you contact me, kind of like what I want Jeannie to be able to do, then we'll keep working at it. Brian's got his hand up again. And I think I'm pretty sure I saw a hand up for somebody else, but well, Brian, you go ahead. You like to pontificate.
You know, I like to be on the stage. You know, what they don't understand is like you help veterans, but they don't know you also have a chaos clinic where you help blinded children. So can you touch on that a little bit, sir?
I really appreciate it, Brian. You just keep telling me what I don't talk about because you probably know this program better than I do. Yes, we have a program called, well, so the programs that we do with the blind or the low vision, visually impaired veterans is called out of sight programs. And one of our chapter coordinators is a low vision individual. And so she started a program called Kids Are Out of Sight, the Chaos Program. And the way that program works is that a blind or low vision veteran goes to it and is mentoring a family with a blind child or children and helps get them all paddling, the whole family paddle together. So it's a wonderful program. We're going to be having a second Chaos program out in California. One of the graduates from the Chaos program in Pennsylvania. This year, I think, is their sixth year, I think. So it's been going on a while that they've been doing one a year. You know, again, I'm just letting you know that we're always looking for leadership that is willing to do the hard work to build a leadership team and to get all the details together to have a program to help individuals. You all know there's a lot of folks out there we can help. And you all are military. You come with leadership skills. So finding others that are retired or still active duty that have the time to help out this, it helps us get more butts for more veteran or active duty butts and boats. But yeah, thank you, Brian, for bringing up that Chaos program. That's a wonderful program. We also play kayak football, and my team, I'm not going to say the name of it because it was named by a particular blind veteran, but it's a Brian can say it because he can get away with it. I can't get away with it. But we guide a blind paddler around and get the ball, and they throw to a voice. So we all play kayak football, five on a team, and it's kind of like kayaking and football and hockey all smished together. It's a possession sport. There's a little carnage, but you're not allowed to ram each other or push each other over or whack each other with the paddles. You can't do that. Can't carry the ball in your boat. You got to throw the ball or move it out in front of your boat down river, down the field. So we play kayak football, and we actually have a super kayak bowl once a year. We have all teams from all over the country come in and get a big trophy. And it actually is a big bowl, just like the Super Bowl. Last year was in St. Louis. This year it's going to be in Steamboat Springs in Colorado. So we're always trying to do something creative. Now, the thing about kayak football, I will just tell you, it is a great skill building activity because you learn how to edge, turn, accelerate, decelerate, stop, move, you know, stay in control of your boat playing a game. And by the time you're finished playing a few games of kayak football, you actually become a pretty good paddler. So other questions or comments from folks? Brian, what am I missing? Oh, David has a question. Put his hand up.
I have one question that I wanted to ask about the kayaking football. Are they blindfolded or is it just for the blind or is it for low vision as well? And do you put a blindfold on them? That's the one question. I'll let you answer that first.
Well, most of the players are sighted. They're playing, you know, sighted, but you can have one or two players on your team that are either blind or low vision. And we have not put a blindfold on anybody, although that's a pretty interesting concept to do that. But it's really a team sport for all veterans. We have veterans that are missing limbs or have post-traumatic stress or TBI. Volunteers are playing. Teams of five play against each other. And then on that team, if you have a blind paddler that needs to be guided, you have a sixth person there. That person is dedicated to the blind paddler to make sure that they're playing the game. And I can tell you, some of the blind veterans that have played that game, you can bring it, man. You got the moves. Al Avina, I don't know if you remember him from the past. I watched him throw a 30-yard touchdown pass on a rope to a voice in the end zone. It was awesome. I mean, winning touchdown, by the way. It was beautiful. Hit that person right in there. And again, the person that was catching it had sight, although I have been on blind. I've been in kayak football games where some of the blind paddlers have actually caught the ball when it hits their chest. So It's a great game. It's a lot of fun.
I'm a
That helped.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And my second question would be, do you have a chapter in Indiana? I didn't hear that mentioned.
Well, we did have one up in northern Indiana around Indiana State University. We had one there, but it just didn't find enough individuals to keep the leadership going. Lonnie Bedwell, who also lives in Indiana near Indianapolis, I'd love to get a chapter near Indianapolis so he could come up there every now and then and play, or Terre Haute. But again, you got to build. Are you in Indiana? Is that where you are?
Yes.
Indianapolis?
No, I'm in the southern part of Indiana, Evansville.
Evansville. Okay. Well, again, if there's a VA medical center or a CBOC, and there's access to veterans, and you can find some individuals that want to start a chapter. Team River Runner started in 2004 at Walter Reed. And I was able to get on a phone call with all the rec therapists in the country, all of them. They all have one phone call with central office. I live in right outside of Washington, D.C., so I live near VA central office. And I got on that phone call one year, maybe two or three years after we started. We had one or two small chapters. We were starting to build chapters, but we were really young, not a whole lot of funds. But when I went on that phone call and talked to those rec therapists, oh my God, you would have thought it was lightning in a bottle. We got a lot of phone calls from individuals wanting recreation therapists from VAs wanting a program in their chapter. Up here in Maryland, Perry Point, which is right on the Susquehanna River. Oh my goodness gracious, they're going crazy. I can't get them enough boats fast enough. They're ready for boats and a dock, and they're paddling, and it's right on the hospital grounds. So it's really pretty much point and shoot. You point your boat towards the water and you walk over to it with it and you start paddling. It's really a very simple chapter to set up if I can find more equipment for them right away, because they're turning away veterans that want to paddle there. So, but they had a location, they had a place to store the boats, they had a place to paddle, and they had paddlers that could be the instructors. And the rec therapists are training to be the instructors. So it's very, very possible if you put the P's together, place to paddle, providers, paddlers, participants, the veterans. The participants are the veterans. The paddlers are those like me that are anxious to go out and paddle with you. And then the providers find those participants, and then a place to paddle, making sure the boats get back and forth. Then you can also, a fifth P is find the partnerships. Find organizations within your community that you can network with. Team Red, White, and Blue. The VA, I've already mentioned, that CBOX, other organizations, Blind Veteran Association, that can refer veterans into. We don't do very well with the Paralyzed Vets of America, which Paralyzed Veterans Association, we don't do very well with them. We'd like to have more of them paddle. We have the equipment for them. If you know anybody that's in that, tell them that we're looking for them to come out and paddle. We got a boat with special adaptations for them as well.
I wouldn't say that, Joe, because you put a paralyzed veteran on the Grand Canyon. But I gotcha.
Yeah, you tell them that we're here. We can do this.
I gotcha, sir.
My father was a World War II veteran. He fought in the Pacific Theater and was one of the few. There was only a couple of combat jumps, and he was on them. And so, having been in Team Irma for 20 years, I figured out a little bit about why my dad acted the way he acted. There's a lot of folks out there that we can help, and you all, many of you, not all of you, but many of you did not even know we existed. So knowing that we exist and telling people that we can help is primary. The outreach really comes from you folks. You folks referring individuals to us that where you know we have an active chapter, or it comes from you, like you find out about our organization, you find out what our limits are, which is in building that leadership team and the location and the logistics to make sure there's a regular paddling program. And then we got the funds. We'll put boats there. We'll come out and train the paddlers and the individuals there. But there's a lot of heavy lifting. It takes a lot of time to put together a chapter. It doesn't just, unless you can find a half a dozen or 10 people that are ready to do it right now and, you know, can backfill it with their own boats in their backyard until some other boats come in there and you've got a place and You go through, because we also give you liability insurance. So I mean, my liability, I don't even tell you what my insurance is each year. It's terrible. And it goes up every doggone year. But we insure you and equip you and train you, but you got to find the leadership there. And then you go paddling. That's all there is to it. You just get in the water and it's free. Go paddle. So I really hope that I'll be hearing from some of you in the future, and I'm ready to take more questions or have Brian tell me what else I forgot. I'm 71. I forget a lot.
What about any fishing kayaks? You ever do anything with those?
Like, great question. That's a wonderful question. That it's a wonderful thing to do in kayaks. You can get out to places in a kayak where their fish are, out to structures where they're hiding and staying. There are two organizations that fish with veterans. One's called Heroes on the Water, and they're a fishing kayaking program. And the other is Project Healing Waters, and they fish from the bank. But both of those programs are fishing for veterans. We do have a fishing program in our San Diego chapter. We bought some fishing boats and a trailer for them. And they go out and they, not only do they paddle open water, but they also go out in that same open water at times and do fishing with all the fishing equipment. So we're certainly willing to do that. And wherever we go and paddle, there's probably a bank that you can go fish from. So it would depend on the chapter. We don't want to rain on Heroes on the Water Parade, although we would certainly have them collaborate with us and build a chapter, you know, simultaneously at the same time with them. They'd be great. The Heroes on the Water folks, they go fishing. They do it kind of, remember, we're a lifestyle program. So we paddle, I mean, we're at Riley's Lock here in the DC area every Sunday at 2:00, May through October. And then we start looking for pools for people to paddle in, you know, November through April. So we're always paddling. So we're, and other chapters of the state, Green Bay paddles every week. And then in the winter, they go into a pool. So they're paddling year round in Green Bay. So we're looking for those kind of resources where we can have people paddle regularly. And if that chapter wants to also have fishing and collaborate with Heroes on the Water, generosity, man, you're included. Let's get them in. Let's go.
All right.
Did that help your question, Terry?
What's that?
Did that answer your question?
Well, yeah, I was kind of wondering, do you ever familiarize veterans with like the sit on tops, the foot drives and stuff? I imagine those would be real good for amputees.
Well,
I know about anybody with that.
Yeah, I know those Hobie kayaks, and they're great for fishing because you can keep your hands free to go fishing, and they got a rudder. They're very, very expensive, and they're incredibly heavy. So it's hard to scale up the number of boats if we have more veterans that want to show up. There are some chapters, in fact, this Perry Point, they want one of those boats. I'm like, whew, man, that's a bear of a boat you got there. If you have a Hobie kayak, you know how heavy it is. Plus those drives, if you pull that drive out and you drop it in the water and it goes to Davy Jones Locker, you just drop, you know, $800 into the water.
Right, yeah. I have no interest in it. I got a Jackson Coosa fishing kayak.
Now, can you?
I have no interest in a foot drive.
Yeah, an amputee can do that with one leg. If they're missing an arm, then if the rudder's on the wrong side of their arm, then they're kind of out of luck. So we have adaptations for people that are missing legs or missing arms. We can do that. In fact, a couple of the Ukrainians that are paddling with, they're coming here for prosthetics from the war, four or five at a time, and about half of them are missing arms, and we have the adaptations for that. And actually the prosthetics company they're going to is building a new state-of-the-art adaptation for them to wear to be able to paddle. So we're always kind of improving the product so that we can get more butts in boats.
Can I kind of piggyback on that?
Sure.
Because I'm a below the knee amputee, and I had a custom socket built for my boat that I took on the Grand Canyon. So it is possible. They work with the veterans with whatever disability they have. And this is, well, I don't want to blow Joe's heads up, but this is an organization that I've joined. Joe took me in as a friend, and we became family members. So kudos to Joe. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
We do. We're kind of a national family. If you paddle with us regularly, you can go anywhere in the country where there's another chapter, and you can call them up and say, "Hey, I'm from St. Louis, and I'm here in, Portland. Is got a paddling thing going on?" They'll say, "Yeah, we're going to be going out, tomorrow night at, and I know the location. I've been to it. Come on down. We'll find you a boat." So it's really pretty cool to know that somewhere. And our waiver. Here's the thing: we have a waiver to because liability insurance. You fill our waiver out, it covers the whole year and wherever you go. So that waiver is going to cover you going to another location to paddle. Because we want, like Brian says, we become friends. We get to know each other over the years. I've known Brian for years now. I've known many, many individuals for years. And it's like my family now. It's what I do. In fact, my daughter, Megan, my youngest daughter, married a veteran that was a paddler, guided Lonnie down the Grand Canyon. He was both an Iraq and Afghanistan Marine Combat Navy corpsman. So he was a Navy corpsman, went out with the Marines in both Iraq and Afghanistan, came back and went to his undergraduate at the University of Maryland down the road from where I live and met Megan, and that dog married her. And then they moved to Washington State, where the chapter is up there in Portland. So we're kind of this, it's our family. And I would love to see you all think about joining our family. And David has his finger up.
Well, Joe, I have my finger up for because if I don't, someone's gonna, the operation manager is gonna jump on us. We're about running out of time. So if you
Okay.
want to wrap it up with giving us a little bit more information on how we can contact, or just again, how we can get a hold of the Team River Runner, please let us know now, and then we're gonna wrap it up for the night.
Well, so make it easy. You can go to our website and just poke around on our website where it says programs, and you can find, under programs, look for chapters, and then it's all the states will pop up, and there's a chapter. If there's a chapter in a state, we have a state there, and we're always updating it, so you can try to find it that way. If you want to contact me, I'm Joe. That's me, Joe, at teamriverrunner.org, or you can contact any of us through info@teamriverrunner.org. If you're interested in paddling with a chapter, contact that chapter directly. If they don't answer you, let us know so we can find out what's going on. It could be some change was made there in leadership, and we want to make sure that we get you connected if you want it. We do not provide transportation. It's a real bugaboo. So any of you all know how to get in touch with DAV and tell them we'd like them to help us with transportation, where we have blind or low vision paddlers that can't get to the river to help us with transportation, we would love to have you do that. Otherwise, just stay in contact with us through emails. You can always call me, and I'll say my number three times. So 301-233-8882. It's very simple. 301-233-8882. 301-233-8882. And you can always call me. If I don't answer, leave a message. I'll call back. I was on the phone all day today, so I'm happy to talk to anybody about anything, anytime. And thank you for inviting me. It's been nice looking at the picture of you, Monica. You look great. And Brian, as usual, I have to tolerate you. And I look forward to seeing you guys on the water sometime. Anything else you need from me, David?
I'll see you Tuesday. No worries.
What?
I'll see you Tuesday.
I'll see you next week, Brian. That's right. You're coming to the conference, right?
Yeah, I'll be there Tuesday.
All right. I'll see you, and I'll come right up on top of you and give you a great big hug and a wet kiss.
Well, thank
You
you
all
so
have a
much.
wonderful job. You need anything else for me, David?
No, I thank you. We just want to thank you for coming on for us. Let us all do thumbs up or hands up or something
Yes.
and say
Thank you,
what you
everyone.
want to
Thank you
say.
for letting me be here, and I really appreciate it. I look
Thank you
forward to
again.
running into any of you anytime.
All right. Thank you ever so much.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Joe, good to see you again, my friend.
Good to see you too, Jeannie. Monica, you take care down there. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Yes,
Thanks,
sir. You
Joe.
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, presentation we had today. Very wonderful presentation, and I'm glad that you all came on to see it. This is a recording, so it will be on the web page. This also will be on our Facebook page. If I think we've been able to put it on there or not, but I think you do better off when you go to our web page, get the full information. I think the video pops up there. Is that right, Keith?
The video will be on YouTube.
Okay, video will be on YouTube. I'm sorry. That's not even my department. I'm just stepping out of my lane, right, Ray?
I'm done with that. That's getting old.
Because I step all over the place, right?
Okay. That's right.
I'm sorry. Big feet. I really want to thank you all for coming on tonight. There was a few people that came on probably after the broadcast started. If you're unmuted, if you care to introduce yourself and just tell us briefly who you are, what state you came from, and what military service you was in. There's no one else left.
Monica, she came on late.
Monica came on time.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah.
This is Keith Helps. I came on a little bit late.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who you are.
I had some flaky connection problem, so I had to drop off and come back.
Yeah, I saw that. I got you back on. Miss Jane, would you introduce yourself? Is she muted?
She's muted.
Okay. Then she'll have to unmute herself. I can't unmute you. All right. So thank you guys again for coming on. I do want to remind everyone we're going to be back here again next month. Same place, same time. It will be July the 11th. If I'm wrong, please correct me, but it is the second Thursday of each month that we do these broadcasts. And we enjoy having people informing us about anything that's necessarily that we need to know, as well as we will be doing, we are going to be doing adaptive equipment, not training anyone on adaptive equipment, but maybe just doing a review over the equipment is probably what you're going to see most of. So we look forward to doing that and informing other things. I think, Ray, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you we're about out of time.
Yeah, I know. I was wrapping it up just then.
I need to stay in my lane, but Jerome didn't say anything. So.
Uh-oh, see, my goodness. I heard him laugh. I knew what that meant. So I'm staying in my lane, but we're going to all stay in our lane. Good to have you all on again. Look forward to you coming back again. Remember, if you can and you know how to connect other people to this and let them be informed so you can kind of save some of that talking you're doing and just do the walking with your fingers and let your fingers find some friends who are veterans who would be quite interested in being a part of the NBVO, that is advised that you do that because there are a whole lot of veterans out here. We don't even know. There's an untapped amount of members that are not even veterans who are not even members and need to be a part of this. So I'm working hard, searching hard, and we're all working collectively together to make sure those who are able to get on can get on and be a part of this process, learning as well as helping one another as we learn. So for this edition, we want to say goodnight to everyone and thank you for coming on.
This is the end of the video. Please visit us at nbvo.org.